Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos.
They don't want this.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mode in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cuties can be, you can watch us on YouTube with you for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody.
What up, though?
I mean, you tell me. I mean, you're out here Gronk spiking your mic button before the open's done.
All right.
You'll get this radio thing one day, dude. One of these days, you won't like bash your boom mic going to the window plex or turn on your mic accidentally.
It's a tight squeeze.
Okay, I'm gonna need you to like make some proof of that.
Okay,
I don't even know like what does that mean.
You used to
slip between the tackles.
Yeah, but neither one of them had a bungee cord on them. That every time I bumped the bungee cord, it went.
Draft night.
Draft night, I just saw something. Two things.
Okay.
The Boston Celtics cut about $300 million off of what they're going to have to pay next year.
Yeah, I know.
With salary cap or whatever. And the Brooklyn Nets have 5 first-round picks.
Yes. Well, I just asked you before the show. I said, how many people do you think have
their
own pick?
I was close.
And it's only 12. Only 12 teams.
I said 10.
Have their own pick. And if you go outside of the lottery, I think it's 2.
Right.
I think it's 2.
Here's the problem I have with this. NBA. Can we not do the ruse of...
Well, yeah. They don't have to do that. They don't have to do the fake put on... Just because you don't have your pick. Like... If you have,
the
if
team still goes up and drafts
no,
the
no,
guy.
No. If you're thinking of if there's a trade. So if like that happens tonight, that won't be. You're going to have to wear the other team's hat, stupidly.
Right.
But like whoever the Heat pick at 20 tonight, they don't have to wear a Warriors hat.
Okay.
But if the Heat pick and then let's just say, you know, they let's just talk fantasy. Like they trade for Nikola Jokic. And like, hey, they're sending the 20th pick to Denver. That guy's gonna have to wear a Heat hat.
It's ridiculous, because then they go up there.
It is very stupid,
right? And how many times they interviewed a guy, and they go, "Oh, by the way, you've been traded, and you're now playing for this team," but they're interviewing him for the team he got drafted by. And he's sitting there telling all these lies about, oh, I'm really looking forward to, hold on, you're right.
Yep. Dade South is declaring you 0-76 against technology.
Why?
Others are claiming technology sweeping you. Not even gentlemen sweep. Just busting out the brooms on you.
Nothing happened. It was a mere, I hit the button.
Mm-hmm.
By mistake, that was it. That what has nothing to do with technology.
Yeah, so if you get to the 13th pick, it's the Hawks, which is a pick from Sacramento. If you get to the 14th pick, it's the Spurs, which is a pick from the Hawks. You get to 15, it's OKC, which is a pick from Miami, from LA, from the Clippers. If you get to the next pick, it's the Memphis Grizzlies from Orlando, from the Desmond Bane trade.
Can I just say this to you?
Hmm?
Good luck talking about that on the radio later.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm just going. I'm not doing that. I'm not going to do that. But we do have a draft show tonight. If you guys want to listen to us, myself, Solana, Tommy Tighe's going to be on the broadcast.
Ooh, pros pro.
Pros
so,
pro.
So let's, before the draft, I think we have a responsibility to kind of talk this out. Because I've been torn back and forth, and I heard somebody with Joe this morning
mm-hmm.
talking about, I can't believe you could have had Kevin Durant if you would have gave up Jokic, and he said no.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm torn because, let's be clear, I think KD makes the Heat better. I'm not disputing that. But at what cost? Say if you get 2 years of 25 a game, KD.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Where does that put you? And that's the, if you're gonna give up Jovic, and now you have KD, and I give you 2 years of 25 point KD.
Yep.
That's not even counting if he gets hurt or not. We're okay. Not even talking.
I mean, yeah. Like, yeah. But that's one of those right. things where it's like, okay, if he doesn't get hurt, like,
yeah, we can say
who can plan that for any, like, half of the East is out because somebody got hurt.
Right. Okay. So we won't even discuss that. Right. Where does that put you? And so my question is you don't trade for KD, you don't give up any assets. And you make some ancillary trades because mm-hmm. there are going to be a couple of trades they'll make. Are you that much worse than if you had KD? Or it's just the name that excites you?
It's not just the name, though, but he's, like, still an elite scorer. Like,
no, I gave it a 25 a game.
Okay, but it's not 25. Like, you can put up other guys who put 25 a game. They're not no, Kevin Durant.
They're not Kevin Durant.
They're not Kevin
no,
Durant.
I'm just like, I'm using that as an average.
But that's the logic that – And this is the thing that annoys me with it is like, uh-huh. and it's not you, but it's like the same thing. Everybody said, well, what are you going to be? It's like, well, I would hope you're something. If you have Tyler Hero, who's here, and Tyler Hero is about to get $50 million a year, and Bam right. Adebayo, who, you know, by my last count was one of the best defenders in the league, was a 2010 guy at his apex,
mm-hmm.
Is going to be 28 years old next month. Like mm-hmm. I'm sure would like to get into the fold of things. I would certainly hope that trio, and it's not like, and it's not even like a Suns situation where it's like, hey, those are the three guys. That's all we got. Like,
right.
you could still bring back Davion Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
You would still have Khalil Ware in this case.
Yep.
You know, you would still have Pella. You would still have pieces on the bench.
Right.
Hey, Duncan Robinson wouldn't have to go anywhere if you didn't want to.
Dunks.
So, like,
right.
I don't know, man. Like, I don't want to keep harboring this.
I know, but it's really, to me, it's not. Like beating a dead horse to me. It is literally a situation that I don't have the answer. Like, I like doing things in life and being able to see or have an idea of what that move is going to get me, right? Or have an idea of, okay, if I make this investment, here's what I'm hoping to get back. Right? It may not work out, but here's what I'm hoping. When I ask people, right, If you make this deal for KD, what are you expecting? Nobody has given me an answer. They just say, well, we got to do something. That's not an answer. So that's why I ask you again.
Yeah, but I think the team's vastly improved. Like, okay. Because their biggest issue last year was
scoring.
Not only scoring, but in just holding leads in the fourth quarter. They were the worst team in the NBA.
And you'll have that dog that, which, again, not to beat a dead horse, this is exactly what I had a problem with Jimmy with, is that if you're going to be that guy, then when your team is struggling in the fourth quarter, that's where we need you. I know for a fact, KD is going to be that dude. No question. Mm-hmm. I would seriously doubt that with KD on your team, you're going to have third quarter. You're going to have a 13 or 14 point fourth quarter, because KD can go out there. He'll get you 10 and a quarter when nobody else is scoring.
Right.
So that's and again, I'm just trying to figure out.
And I think that from my standpoint, it's not even so much about the KD thing. It's just like my thought of the Heat going into it with like that offer, allowing this to linger as much as it did,
right,
when it didn't seem like they really wanted to get in the game for him.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe hoping on a wing and a prayer this is what Phoenix was going to bend to.
Right.
But from my standpoint, Leroy, they've done this now with everybody. They even did this back with Jimmy, but when Jimmy was leaving the Timberwolves. Like,
right.
To me, like, they go into all of these and they're like, there's never a perfect player. Like, yeah, there's never going to be a perfect. There's rarer going to be the perfect players unless you have
right.
this. I
got you.
I don't know if you saw this dopey Denver owner. Did you see what he did?
No.
Oh, dude. Hey, we may have our next plan. We may have our next plan. We may have our next plan because this guy, wow. If you thought Stephen Ross was bad at press conferences, may I introduce you to Josh Kroenke? Because this guy, he stepped in it yesterday.
Really?
Wow, did he step. He said something that no owner should ever say when you have somebody like Nikola Jokic. It was crazy.
Maybe, so somebody's showing a phone to Joker. Here's what your owner said, and he's playing with his horse.
Yes, he's on horse, and he's just like,
and he stopped. Yeah.
Why would you even think that?
So what?
Oh man, let me get it for you.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know what's funny? I saw yesterday, I think it was Caneswear, I think. Mm-hmm. Barkov had a signing, and I think they said it was like, the line was ridiculous for everybody who wanted to see the captain. Like, just, they were so excited. I think they said it was like 2 hours I saw on social media to go and get to hang with Alexander Barkov. A lot of the guys went to the Bahamas. I saw that. A lot of the players
went to Bahamas.
Took a little hop to the Bahamas, Leroy.
Still going, huh?
Still going. Well, it was like Ekblad said. He goes, "Hey, we've won two of these. We ain't stopping. We've earned this celebration."
It's pretty amazing. They're in a unique situation.
Yep.
Where even if some guys don't re-sign, you have all the faith in the world that Bill Zito will bring somebody in that will replace him. Plus,
absolutely.
Keep in mind, you've basically won the last two Stanley Cups without a healthy Tkachuk.
The last year he was pretty healthy. This year he was not.
This year
he is not. But it, strange enough, it looked like he got better as the playoffs went on.
Yep, absolutely.
And Marchand too. You know, Marchand wasn't healthy all the way this year.
He came in hurt.
So I was talking about this Denver Nuggets owner, this Josh Kroenke, Stan Kroenke's son.
Wait, let me get this straight.
Hmm?
His son owns a franchise now?
Well, I think daddy probably owned the team and he's running.
Okay.
Because the dad owns a lot of teams. Don't the Kroenkes own? They own the Rams, right? They moved the Rams. I think they probably own some team. I think they own.
Didn't he get divorced from his wife and there was a big fight over.
I don't know.
Wasn't there some kind of.
I know the Wilpons. I feel like that was a thing.
I think the Kroenkes too.
Maybe. You might be right. But anyway, there's Josh Kroenke. He's, I guess, had more of a public-facing role. And he gets on this podium yesterday, Leroy. And, dude, you just say some things that you don't. There's some things you just shouldn't. Even if you're thinking it, you don't say it out loud.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that for us as an organization, going into that second apron is not necessarily something that we're scared of. I think that there are rules around it that we needed to be very careful of with our injury history. The wrong person gets injured and very quickly you're into a scenario where that I never want to have to contemplate, and that's trading number 15. So we're very conscious of that pushing forward and, you know, providing the resources that we can when the moment arrives. But that second apron, is it a hard cap? I'm not 100% sure, but it's something that teams are obviously very aware of going forward.
Hold on. Now, I understand what he was saying.
Hmm?
Like, he was saying doomsday situation where the wrong guy gets hurt and now you're having a fire sale.
Mm-hmm.
Understand that it's kind of one of those things that Boston is doing now.
Right.
Hey, if we're not going to have all our guys, then we're not paying all this extra money.
It's literally the scenario right now that people think the Bucks are facing, where it's like,
correct,
they
same
have
thing.
All so, this money spent, Damian Lillard's out for the year. Maybe they have to, are they going to trade us? But you want to know what the Bucks owner hasn't said?
Nothing about it.
Nothing.
So here is the problem that the reason why I don't think he said anything wrong. He was just saying he didn't want to be in a situation where they paid the wrong guy, that guy gets hurt, and now you got to have a fire sale because you're paying a boatload of money and not getting a return. That's what he was trying to say. However, players are very, very finicky. And you don't want a guy who in a couple years, instead of signing the max, goes, I'm going to screw them before they screw me.
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't even put it out there. So I don't think what he said was as egregious as you might think. He was actually just having an honest conversation about different scenarios. However, you're dealing with sensitive players. And if they hear their name with trade, regardless of what the scenario is, the first chance they get to get the hell up out of there so they have control. So you got to be careful with that.
Nothing he's saying is not accurate. It's just you don't say it.
Right.
Like, you just don't say it. But it's just one of those like, you know, it's one of these things where you are riding high with Nikola Jokic, who, by the way, dealt with a circus last year with a GM and a coach who hated each other.
Right.
You know, they certainly have their own issues. And yes, if Jamal Murray gets hurt again, which he gets hurt.
Right.
But like, just to throw it out there.
Yeah, I don't think it was as egregious.
Denver Nuggets fans are freaking out.
But see, and that's freaking that. Here's what I would say. You hear that, and you panic. But that's not what he was saying, right? He wasn't saying it was. He's thinking about it or whatever. He was just talking about different scenarios after seeing what the hell Boston's doing. So that's where it comes from. However, again, I'm going to say from a player's perspective, when you hear your name in trade, you don't hear the whole conversation.
Right. It's one of those things where nothing he said was inaccurate, but he could say the exact same thing with saying, oh, you don't know what trade you'll have to make to get out of that.
Right, he just put a name on it.
He's just like, then we have to end up trading 15.
So what? So wait, Brooklyn's like, yo, we got 5 picks this year. Let's give him a call.
Be like, Josh.
I get it.
Josh, why did you say
that? That wasn't, here, let's be clear. That was not anywhere close to some of the things that Stephen Ross has said.
You know what? But he's the exact guy that I thought of when that happened.
Right.
Because Stephen Ross is the king of too honest.
Yeah.
And just be like, yeah. Hey, why did you say that the Dolphins took the town back from the Heat? That was a stupid thing to say.
First of all,
why would you say that? Even if you think it, don't say it.
Sometimes in these moments, because, you know, we do this and other people do this, right? They need to be grown. We need to be grown-ups about this. We knew what the hell he was saying.
Let me ask you something about grown-ups.
No, you don't have
Can to. I ask you something?
No,
look at me.
No, because I don't
Do you them. Think the Jokic brothers are grown-ups?
They're probably smashing
He's
hands,
probably like, what smashing, did you say?
Right. They don't want to hear their brother in the same sentence with
Those Trey. Two seem reasonable to you?
I know.
Dan, would you mention that? Like, do you feel like this, like, if you're an owner, just even the idea of mentioning trading him, you can think it. I just don't think you say it.
Never, right. Never do you say that, especially with the way Jokic is, where it's like, you don't want me? I'm out.
Yeah.
But again, let's also be clear about this. Joker doesn't seem like he's one of those guys. Right?
That he's going to make a stink?
Yeah, he just, like, I play basketball, I go play with horses. Right? So.
But maybe, like, now he goes to horse and he goes, horse, can you believe why he mentioned me? And the horse is like, he goes, make a stink, I understand. Ricardo says, he's just like you, Tobin. He was being hypothetical. Right. Jokic brothers.
As he said, so would it be something if today all the fans occur, and he comes back out and says, I was just setting up a scenario. He does that. Wait, first of all, why is his mustache so dark? And
it's a great question.
I kind of got the same thing, though.
It's a great question. I don't know. Why does the chin gray faster than the mustache?
I don't know. He is rocking that porn stash, though.
And, you know, I think that for us as an organization, going into that second apron is not necessarily something that we're scared of. I think that there are rules around it that we needed to be very careful of with our injury history. The wrong person gets injured, and very quickly you're into a scenario where that I never want to have to contemplate, and that's trading number 15. And so, we're very conscious of that pushing forward.
Why do you, if you don't want to contemplate it, why does it even come out of your mouth? I don't even want to think about that.
Yeah.
Dade Sousa.
But if somebody, if you were to say something like that, he goes, no, I was just spitballing.
I was just spitballing, baby.
Yeah.
Dade South says, is Denver Tobin getting heat for that question? Well, he should. If I'm getting as much
I just,
blame.
Like, I'm really, like, just wondering. This might be one of the more interesting drafts. The way free agency has gone, the way trades have gone. And I'm just curious as to, there have so many guys in the NBA right now that are available that we had no idea that were available to this point. With all the trades that you've seen, you go, oh, he was. So I'm going to.
Is there one that shot? Because the only one I feel like that's hit that level so far is Bane. I think everybody else has been pretty.
Porzingis?
But that was the lot. That was the thing everybody was saying, was Porzingis, that they're going to cut a lot of salary.
Porzingis to Atlanta. Right? Now, let me ask you this. What if then Atlanta turns around and says, Clint Capella is available?
I think Clint Capella is a free agent.
Oh, is he a free agent?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He also lost. He lost his like role last year. Also, he was. He's not.
Really?
He's not what he was.
Okay. So, I think it's going to be quite interesting with all of the crap that has happened. That you look at a team like Brooklyn that has so many first round picks. So, like, their salary cap is going to be like $120 million. Even with all the rookies, if they draft everybody.
I doubt it. Yeah, I mean, they probably won't.
Can you draft? Does the NBA do so, hey, we'll give you 2 draft picks to move up?
They can, yeah.
Okay.
Like you're saying, if they wanted to move, like if they traded 26 and 27 to the Heat because they want somebody in the top 20?
Yeah.
Yeah, they could do that.
Or what if they want to get this the kid that nobody wants?
Ace Bailey.
Where do they? I know they have
They're
a bunch.
Eighth. Their first pick is 8th.
Right. So they take the 8th pick and whatever, move up. Boom.
So like they I suppose there's no rule against that.
Right.
So like if they wanted to give like all of their picks to Charlotte to move to 4.
Or what if they give all their picks, 5 first rounders, and a couple of players for Giannis? You think the Bucks make that move? 5 first rounders this year?
No. It's a little bit of a weird thing because it's like it's cool to have 5 first round picks this
year.
But
in basketball, you can't do nothing with it.
Yeah, like the big thing with it is like, first of all, once the like you're going to have to pick those players tonight. And people like one of the things that you like in the arsenal is like because the NBA mandates which picks, how many picks you need to trade. Like that's the flexibility of having the arsenal to being able to trade them. If you trade for picks tonight, like they would literally be like the Bucks being like, great, we got to get to work. Right. 5 guys to pick.
Right.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The NBA draft tonight, the Heat hold the 20th pick in the first round from their trade with the Golden State Warriors for Jimmy Butler. As the NBA, the moves keep flying in. Yesterday, Kristaps Porzingis was in a three-team trade. He ends up on the Atlanta Hawks. George Niang, Leroy's favorite, he ends up back on the Celtics. And yesterday, you also had Portland. Or that was 2 days ago. Portland traded for Drew Holiday. I saw one report. I don't know how legit it is because I don't know the Boston Reporter. But there was a rumbling that Drew Holiday is pissed that he got traded to Portland.
I would imagine so, right?
I would think so. Like of all the places you want to get traded, Portland. He's like, Portland. That's one where Chauncey Billups.
Come on. I just got back from Portland.
Was it nice?
Yeah.
Was it?
It's awesome, man. Plus, the people that you are their gods over there in Portland if you play for the Trailblazers or the Timbers.
The Trailblazers, they just got to have a talk. They got to have a talk with Drew Holiday. I think Chauncey Billups has to have a talk with him. Like, hey, baby, it's going to be all right. You're going to mentor Scoot Henderson. Nobody's better than Scoot.
Is so much movement with teams that, and I guess I want to be responsible in this way. Yes, I would like the Heat to do something.
Yep.
But not something just to do it. That doesn't make you better.
Yeah, I don't.
That's what I've been hearing. Like even hearing Hollywood this morning, mm-hmm. They got to do something. Like then what? What then? What are you suggesting? I get it. I would say they botched the KD trade. They botched a bunch of trades because they think that basically their poop don't stink, right? And they've been arrogant going into a lot of these trades.
Yep.
They were arrogant with Dame, right?
Strangely not for Terry Rozier, though. They gave up a first-round pick for him.
Right. So that is the problem that I would have with the Heat, is that, hold on, you need a little bit of Bobrovsky in your life, a little humble. Because you're making the assumption that I, the Miami Heat, don't have to do what all these other teams do because I'm the Miami Heat. And so you're missing out over the last, three or four years? You missed out on a lot of guys. You got Jimmy because Minnesota was just so fed up with him, and it's the same way you lost him. So I think part of the problem I have is not with the moves that they don't make, but how they go about the process in the first place that frustrates the hell out of me.
Yeah, it's just one of these things where it's like, look, again, look, I'm watching no matter what because I'm a sicko, but I'm not going to have a problem with them saying, hey, we're going to go youth movement and we're going to go, we're going to really see what Jovic is and we're really going to see what Kalel is. And, you know, Bam's going to have to lead these guys. And that's that, because we truly didn't think that the move was out there for us.
Right.
like I've told you, I don't want them to just go get DeMar DeRozan just to get DeMar DeRozan.
And that's what it would seem like.
Right.
That's what it would seem like. Like, when your problem is scoring, with all the scores around the NBA, with all the scores to be had, you come at me with Mr. Mitty, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's not, look, I get it.
There's, I would rather watch 60 games of, or 65 games of Jovic trying to figure it out than
right.
putting DeMar DeRozan here.
So, but that's my point. If he does do that, we're going to be upset.
A little bit.
But when I ask people, okay, what's the move then? My whole amazement at what's been going on is that there's a lot of guys that I didn't know were available, that were available, and why aren't the Heat, you know, we hear about KD, and we hear about this guy. There's a lot of guys out there that have gotten moved or have been moved that could probably help.
And also,
like, I would have taken Simmons,
Anthony Simons. It's a little bit redundant with Tyler.
But
that was kind of their point with the whole not wanting Tyler in the Dame trade, or at least that's what they claimed.
Right, but here's the other thing. You need scoring and you need another ball handler. Now, you can get away with it if you keep Davion. Because I think Davion could be the point guard.
Which, by the way, I should mention, the Heat did offer him, give him a qualifying offer. He's officially a restricted free agent. So they can match any. Well, he could sign it. I mean, he could sign a one-year deal with him if he wants that 8.7. Like we talked with Anthony. We had Anthony Chang on. You guys can go check that out on the podcast or on the YouTube page. But as we talk with him, we're a little bit in the dark on what his market's going to be. I don't know what he's going to get offered. So, like, he may just look at it and be like, all right, I guess I'll roll it over to next year. If he doesn't feel like he gets the offers that he wants, the full mid-level would be 14, a little, a hair over 14 million. I don't know if he's going to get that. I'm not, necessarily against him getting that. I don't know. I don't know what the market is for him right now.
People treating Davion like he's Gary Payton. I would say this. When I think of Davion, here's what I think of. Timo Drew Holiday.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, and he did shoot.
What year is this for him?
This would be year five for him because he finished out his 4 years.
So he's a lot younger. So think about having him for 3 years and then getting into his prime with where he started and where he's headed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's okay. He's a point guard.
Yeah.
That's what you want. You want a point guard who can distribute the ball, who can get in the paint, and who can play defense.
I don't want the term Timu, though. Like, I feel like that's very disparaging. Calling somebody Timu Drew Holiday, it's basically like, what is that, like five below?
So how else would you put it?
I don't know.
If I say he reminds me of
Drew Holiday. Is that a nicer way of saying the poor man's? That used to be the thing, the poor man's this.
If I said to somebody, and here's where I get, if I said, if Davion reminds me of Drew Holiday, don't you insult Drew Holiday. So that's why I said that.
I get you.
Like, I'm not trying to insult anybody, but guess what? Like, the energy that he plays with, the speed that he plays with, his ability, he's not going to be a three-point shooter, but he makes shots.
He did shoot it well, though, last year.
Right.
He did shoot it well last year. I just think that, like, you look at Davion, and I think that's, like, who thinks that guy's not going to be a useful part to some team that does positive things?
Right.
The only thing that you would be against it is like, hey, we're going to invest long term. It's like, but you know, $15 million. Well, that was the max LeBron Wade time. Now it's, you know, that's what a role player gets. It's that's what the crazy money is of the NBA. I don't know if we'll get that hole because again, I don't know how many people are clamoring for Davion Mitchell.
Davion is point guard Lou Dort.
Yeah, he
I tell you what, he does more with the basketball than Lou Dort.
He's small. He's not like there's not.
And then didn't stop him from, like, Lou Dort's a big boy. He looks like a linebacker out there.
He is a big boy.
Yeah.
He might be available.
Right. So I don't. We get so caught up on who we didn't get.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at the NBA, and I would say, let's give it a minute because there's a lot of guys out there that are available that we didn't know. Just look at all the trades that have happened the last couple of days.
Yep.
That being said, the age thing with Kevin Durant, that's, you know, like all of the trades that everybody said we missed out on were all for like 30-something-year-old guys. And you have a youth movement now. So don't you think that if you make a substantial trade like that, it needs to be with somebody that's closer to 30.
You think there's any chance the Heat are snooping around, seeing if anybody wants Tyler?
No, because I don't know. I don't know. You need scoring. Why would you give up scoring and not?
Because if you're going to look at this as like a reset year or a gap year, right?
Woo.
If you're going to look at this as we're going to plow through and go whatever, you're going to be at a point where you're going to have to decide whether or not you're going to pay Tyler Hero. And Tyler Hero basically said, I'm only taking the max. Because he said, if we don't sign in October, that's fine, but it's just going to be more expensive. Which essentially is telling me, then it'll be in the summer and I want a 4-year instead of a 3-year. So, and based on this team and the scoring output, no reason to believe that his numbers aren't going to coincide with what they did last year.
Yeah, but based on if they did nothing, Luter and Riot.
Yeah, maybe so, but he's still gonna put up. I mean, he's still gonna put up big numbers. So, like, when it comes time to pay him a contract, I don't think it's gonna be one of these things where it's like, oh yeah, well we're gonna offer you $30 million a year again.
Davion is Kyle Lowry without the BBL.
No, he's in very good shape.
Yeah. So
I'm just asking, like, if you're the Heat and you're looking around, you're seeing a lot of these moves are being made for the future of their team or where it is, like. Are the Heat at a point where, like, I know what Pat Riley said. Pat Riley said that he wants Tyler Hero to retire with the Heat, and this isn't an anti-Tyler Hero thing. I'm just asking where the team is at right now. You're seeing other teams, like, if you look at the Memphis Grizzlies trading Desmond Bane, you got to a certain point, you're like, well, we got to pay these two guys. And with the NBA, you really have to be sure of, like, the guys that you really invest in. And otherwise, you have your owner getting up on a podium saying that he's going to trade Nikola Jokic. So I'm just saying, like, with all these moves that are happening, like, somebody may not get who they want. Take Utah, for example. We know Utah, Danny Ainge was a big Tyler Hero fan. Dangibles. And you were, like, snooping around that and being like, hey, would you take Tyler Hero and the Heat clear stuff out that way? Or do you feel like he is – or do you think the Heat are just so set and he's going to be part of the future?
I have two thoughts on it.
Okay.
Even though the Heat did not have scoring, I think scoring in basketball is one of the easiest things to find because everybody can score. Now, where it gets tricky is you have a lot of these point guards that are 6'6", 6'8", now that can also play a little defense and have some length on the perimeter at a position where you normally don't have length. That is where you have to decide what to do with Tyler, right? Is his scoring like Dame, to where you don't worry about Dame's defense? Like Booker, right? Where you don't even think about his defense. Is Tyler there? I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think you can talk about him in the same breath that you talk about those other scores. So what ends up happening is, can I get a guy to score 15 to 20 points, have 10 assists, and play defense? That would probably help the Heat out more at point guard than Tyler is, because Tyler's an off-the-ball guy.
Shmeathan says, can't trade Tyler without running it by Bam first. I would agree with that.
Yeah.
I would agree with that. And I'm just saying this because of the contract situation that Tyler's in. Like, Bam's obviously already locked in. He signed a bit long to him. And maybe Bam would be like, hey, well, then just trade me to blow this puppy up. And I don't think the Heat are going to go into blow it up mode. But I'm just wondering, if you're going to do this half in, half out, like, again, one of the things about the Durant trade that I thought it signaled to me was like, well, he's good. Does that make us good? And
that,
it's like,
that was my question.
And so if you don't think that, then what do you think of those guys?
That was my question the whole time.
Does this signal now, are you going to? Because if you don't think that adding Kevin Durant to him and Bam is going to make you anything, so you're gonna lock in for $50 million on both of those guys?
Can I just say what I would kind of look into? And here's how I look at the Heat. I look at the Heat as, like, Pat Riley's looking at a 3 to 5 year window. And so anybody he brings in that he pays is going to be able to last that 3 to 5 year window, and then you're going to build around that, right? KD was 2 years, maybe three. And so now, in a couple of years, you're going to be resetting quicker than you want to if you got KD, right? I think if he could get, and if Pat could get somebody that's a bona fide scorer but is in the same window as Tyler and Bam, I think then you can make better evaluate your situation. But if you have all these guys on different tiers as far as where they are in their career, it's hard to keep it going. And that's why I was okay with not signing KD because of all the youth that you have. Now, I will say this. The Heat have been known to be some of the best when it comes to developing young talent.
Right.
So I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt of knowing what talent they have. Now, here's the problem. In all the times you competed for a championship, in all the times that you've been able to fill the voids that you have, you've never had as many guys on your team as you had that can't play defense. All the, your point guards, your twos, they could all play some defense. Now you get, like, to depend on Tyler play defense, just stop.
Look, it's not anything that a lot of guys don't deal with too, but it is part of the equation.
But when they take you through the wood chipper on the defensive end, then you start struggling offensively. Like, okay.
Right.
You can't have that.
No, it's definitely, like, can you be carried? And that's the thing, like, when people talk about the difference between Bam and with Tyler, it's not, I'm not here to tell you that Tyler Hero's not a better scorer than Bam on about, duh.
You know who we've been talking about for the last 2 years and never really pulled the trigger on him and he was available?
Who?
Miles Turner. Now he's out of the – can't get him.
People might be able to get him, but I don't think – I mean, like, it's – you got. I mean, if they're going with Kal-El, like, it doesn't really make a lot of sense for the Heat.
Yeah. So, and my problem is this. I don't know who's available because you have teams trading guys who you thought were Pat – and had everything they need, and then guys have been traded, like what New Orleans did, and, you know, does nobody like Jordan Poole?
He's had a tough run since getting punched.
Right. So,
man, Jordan Poole and Zion on the same team. Instagram models, be ready.
Is Zion available?
No, he's not. That apparently Joe Dumars is all in on them. That's why they're adding so much shooting around him.
See?
At least that's what the buzz is. That the buzz, Dan Day, our resident Pelicans fan?
You basically wasted my angst about.
No, Joe.
We wasted 2 days of arguing about Astron and him on South Beach.
I know. I'm sorry.
This is what you do.
I wanted Zion.
This is what you do. You get overexcited soon as you hear somebody's available. Like, and this is. Wait. I blame you as much as I blame the Heat. And here's why. Why do you all of a sudden assume every guy that's available that he'd have what it takes to trade for that guy? If you look at their roster.
Yeah, but Zion, I just thought Zion was I thought they would be done with him. Apparently not.
What brought you to that conclusion?
I don't know. The fact that he can't stay on the floor, all of his antics, needed a fresh start. Dan, did you think that they were going to go back in on Zion?
Yes, 100%. Can't get anything better for him. And he also represented us at the lottery. So, I mean.
No, Joe Dumars is like taking him under the wing. Like, he's like, you're going to be the face of the franchise. You got to start acting like the face of the franchise.
What are you going to do if you're New Orleans?
Alvarado?
Jose Alvarado. Okay. I mean, I love GTA, but, you know, come on, man.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.